With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See MetroByT-Mobile.com.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're
790 AM, 104.7 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter. Like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook. Tuesday mornings at 6:40 a.m., the home inspector is in. Lars Knobloch, Nordic Home Inspection Service, in studio with us. So, folks, if you've got a question for Lars, our Laney studio line is open at 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text in to 35270. Good morning, Lars. Thanks for stopping in again.
Yeah, no problem.
Let me turn in his mic, though.
There we go. Well, was it a little frosty on the drive-in this morning? Or
wasn't terrible.
Good.
But there's maybe a thin, light layer.
So we've gone through a cold snap of a week and a half cold snap. Now things warmed up a little bit. What does that do for pipes and water and sump pumps? It's the backside of February. Talk to us, Lars.
Yes. So now we've been talking for quite a few times here about what happens when it's really cold and how that impacts a house. And now we had almost like someone flipped a switch and we now have 70 degree difference in temperature. So what happens to a house then? All the frost and all the ice that we previously talked about that you are having on your windows and in your attic is now going to melt and it's going to rain inside your attic. One of the most common things we have seen over the last couple of weeks is frost in attics, in windows. And as it's melting, now we have calls from people where water is dripping through their attic access, through their bathroom fans, through their light fixtures, and they have no idea. They think their roof is leaking, but it's not leaking. It's the snow and the frost that's actually melting.
That's awful scary, though, isn't it? All of a sudden, water starts dripping through your ceiling, and you think you've got a leak. What do you do?
Well, you just got to try to be proactive for the next year and try to figure out what's causing the frost in your attic, which is, as we talked about before, usually related to warm, moist air leaking into the attic. So you have to figure out where the pathways are and seal them up. So that would be something to consider for next winter. It's kind of too late to fix that right now, maybe.
Okay.
Because the frost is already here. Another thing, now this is really important and everybody has to listen to me about this, because now what we're going to have to happen now is that homeowner is going to start calling us because their sump pump isn't working because it failed because they have their exterior flexible hose hooked up to the wall and the snow is slowly melting, filling up the sump pump pits, and the sump pump's going to start running, but it's going to be blocked because the hose outside is frozen. That will cause the sump pump to constantly run, constantly try to pump the water out. Eventually, it will burn out, or your basement will flood. So you have to go outside and disconnect your exterior hose.
We just got a text message in. My sump pump pipe is froze. What's next?
Your sump pump hose is frozen. You have to try to disconnect the flexible hose outside and somehow try to remove the blockage with a chisel or with whatever, something. You have to try to remove the ice. And if you don't do that, your pump is going to start heat up. And we've seen this before where the pump just gets so hot that the water in the sump pump, it starts evaporating and you just get...
Wow.
Yeah.
Will that heat up the water and melt the...
It could. Maybe.
Could you dump antifreeze in your sump pump hole?
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it will help. Sometimes that could help to prevent an underground sump pump pipe from freezing. But what I want to encourage you guys to do is to go check out our Facebook page, because on the top of our page, we have a post right now. It's basically a blog about how to discharge your sump pump in the winter, especially during the time where you're switching from really cold weather to above freezing
weather. That's on Larson, the Nordic Home Inspection Service Facebook page. I also want to encourage you folks, we have some great podcasts on KFJO.com that go through a lot of other topics that Lars has covered in the past as we transition into this springtime. Those podcasts at KFJO.com on the Morning Crew podcast page. Another text message popping in. Can we run it to the floor drain?
You can, but keep an eye on it. You don't want it to the hose actually accidentally be kicked out of a position and now discharging on the floor, although the city may not allow you or like that you're doing that. They like...
Yeah, West Fargo, you have to pay like $50 to be able to do that bypass, that inside bypass.
But to me, if it's a kind of like an emergency situation, try to discharge it into your
emergency. You could run it into your mud sink or into your shower.
You can do whatever, you know, temporarily.
But the key is preventing that from freezing.
Right. Yes, in what we're recommending, which is something you will see in our blog I just mentioned, you want to disconnect that flexible hose and maybe put on like a 4-inch, 10-foot long PVC pipe. Yeah. Just stick it over the pipe that comes out of the wall.
Right.
That will prevent it from freezing because you typically will have a little more of a slope on that pipe, and it's much larger, so it's unlikely to freeze.
Okay.
So, yeah, go check out that blog. There's a lot of good information for what to do right now.
So we have, everybody's got these external pipes in the back of their house, wherever. When you turn your heater on, the exhaust kind of comes out the back of the house, the steam comes out of there. I'm sure it's the dryer thing comes out of there. We've noticed this winter that we had a huge cascade of ice during this cold spell coming out of that vent.
Yeah.
We would go out there with the broom handle and smack it and knock it down. We had to do that maybe 10 times during the cold. Is that normal?
Yeah, it's normal. We do that every day in people's houses that we inspect. We always go remove the ice.
You know, I'd never noticed that. We've been in the house for 28 years. I've never noticed that before this year.
Maybe you had a new furnace or something changed with your furnace.
I'm not sure, but it's not a problem though, right?
Not as long as it's not blocking it. But yeah, you want to do what you keep doing what you're doing, just knock out the ice.
I want to make sure our listeners can get the phone numbers and how they can schedule an inspection and make an appointment.
Yeah. First off, you can call us anytime, 701-566-1446. To schedule, or if you have any questions. Or if you have questions, we might be more... might be answered faster on Facebook. So a lot of people are asking us questions on
Facebook. Facebook is a good way to connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can schedule an inspection on our website as well, nordiccompaniesinc.com.
And Doug, there's a person that's wrote into the text club about using antifreeze. Do you see that?
I see. Mm-hmm. If you put antifreeze in your sump pump pit, antifreeze would be pumped outside, go to the river. That would not be a smart move.
Or into your grass, into your lawn.
Sure. Can we run it to the floor drain when it's not flooding in Fargo?
Can you run it to the floor drain when it's not flooding? Still, the city is not going to like it. You shouldn't do that other than a very temporarily solution.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, and you don't want to keep pouring antifreeze in your pipe.
No.
But you could, if you want to prevent something from freezing, just short term.
Yeah.
Do that, but that's not something that we all should do. But I have done that on my underground holes as well.
One other quick one before we let you go here. Do you inspect for when the roof ice dams are coming through as what people should do if that happens?
Yes, we do. We run out and check out and figure out where the water is coming in and what they can do.
Great stuff. That's Lars Knobloch, Nordic Home Inspection Service, joins us every Tuesday at 6:40 a.m. And as Lars said, check out Nordic Home Inspection on Facebook. Lots of great information and a great way to connect. Lars, thanks so much for stopping in again.
Thank you.
Your forecast, your headlines.